Sponsored by vivagreen-greensacks.com, compostable bags for home and garden.
103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan.
In my company today, we'll be talking with Marion Kyo and all things Bloom Fringe. Thanks to Green Sacks, compostable bags for home and gardens. That's Sacks with an X. In my company is Marion Kyo. You would have heard her on last week's show. If you're listening to this in podcast land, this is the Bloom Fringe one. So pause it, stop it, and go back and listen to last week's show, and then come back and listen to this week's show. This week, however, is all about Bloom Fringe. Bloom Fringe, to me, reminds me of Edinburgh Fringe. And if I'm open to correction, the Edinburgh Fringe bit, when I Googled it on Wikipedia, it basically said to me that a whole bunch of guys, in short, came to play the Edinburgh Comedy Festival. There were no gigs available, so they went to the, you might say, the peripherals, or the places that were not theatres, auditoriums, and basically played or got themselves gigs on the fringes. In Ireland, we have Bloom in the Park, which is the, I guess, the Irish equivalent of a Chelsea or a garden show or a garden festival, which also includes food and superbly eloquently run by Bord Bia. And now we have a Bloom Fringe and we also have a Chelsea Fringe. Explain to me what Bloom Fringe is, or what is it?
Okay, so Bloom Fringe is a fringe festival around Bloom that's on up in the park. It's all about urban greening. It's all about activating our city. It's all about pop-up. Pop-up gardens, pop-up parks, that kind of thing.
What is urban greening?
It's a buzzword, of course it is. Buzzwords mean that people kind of get it quickly, and if they don't, they start thinking about it. They start Googling it. So really, okay, so we're a festival that goes on the same time as Bloom, which is a June Bank Holiday weekend, concentrating really on the Saturday of that weekend. Yeah. So it's also something that is open to change. So even just kind of putting sort of, you know, very strong perimeters around it now, it's something is that, like what it was last year in its first year, it's going to be a little bit more different this year. Next year, it'll be different again. So, okay. So in a nutshell, it's urban greening. It's really, the concept is that it's to encourage and inspire people to grow something. And whether we do that through a pop-up park on Georgia Street, or whether we do that through flowers hanging across a laneway down on Dame Lane, or whether we do that because we've put edible bus shelters around Dublin City, or whether we do that because we have people talking about health and wellness and growing your own herbal remedy medicines in your garden, and we do that in the middle of Temple Bar. There are lots and lots of different ways of doing that, of encouraging people to grow anything, really, that simple.
Okay, so let's try and break this down, Bobby Brown, as I like to say. Two things. Bloom in the Park, I have built show gardens there. Marion has built show gardens there. I guess the stereotypical, and I jest in this, but just to differentiate, for those of you who don't know Dublin, Ireland, listening in podcast, if you've never been to Bloom, Bloom is quite like a little bit, as I noted, Chelsea itself. It has all of the show gardens and everything else that goes on around it, all within the Phoenix Park. I do remember on one occasion in 2008, or was it 7, having a horticultural disagreement. That's not really a disagreement, it's just, you know, you do it that way, you do it that way. But it was a gentleman in what I would call a white judge's cricket hat, if you understand me. So that's being stereotypical. It's also show gardens. It's at the highest level. It's the formula for winning medals is not to be tampered with in any way whatsoever. And dossers like me, I guess, can win medals, but they can also choose to be dossers and not win medals. And that's fine. In short, the Bloom Fringe is, you might say, again, to take Marion's example of Dame Lane. Dame Lane is basically a cobbled street. It's cobbled the whole way. It's grey walls. And you took it and made it green. And it was that. But it only remains for a period of one weekend. It's also the cafes that would normally be, let's say, have cobbled streets outside, and all of a sudden they're putting plants and they're doing talks and they're doing bits and bobs inside that are of horticulture and green. In short, yours is for hipster wearing, goatee bearded, sideburn growing guys like me who wear Kaiser Chiefs t-shirts, and not for the cricket judges. That's not being disrespectful to anybody, but the difference between the two, is that fair but stereotypical?
Stereotypical, and no, not really fair, because we're actually way more inclusive than just the beards. I don't have a beard, so this is for me too, you know. Okay, so what we do, so the fringe is really, it's not about, okay, it's kind of sometimes easier to say what it's not about. It's not about money. It's not about having to have money to create a garden.
As versus bloom, that is, you need lots of money to create gardens in bloom. Is that fair?
Again, it's not really fair, but it's the kind of, it's what people's perception of bloom is. Now, see, I have to be very careful. I don't want to be dissing bloom.
Well, you're not knocking bloom, but to put in context, my first show garden would have cost about 70 grand in bloom. My second show garden, we ran out of money, but it was about 40 grand to build a garden in the front window of a coffee shop in Dublin City Centre, which isn't going to get metal. Logically, I could do it for 50, 100, 200 quid and use recycled materials and it would still look deadly. It's not that it wouldn't look deadly in bloom in the park, the official big gig, it's just that it would not win a medal. In short, is that a fair way to say it? And that's me saying it, not you.
Yeah, I guess that's certainly another part of it, yeah. Okay. The fringe is not metal-based. It's not about that, is it? So that concept is different.
Yeah. And sorry, but I'm cutting across Marion here, but for those of you who aren't aware, Marion is being very politically correct for good reason, because Bloom Fringe and Bloom do run well together, and I understand that I am able to... I'm a cheeky pup, and Marion is a little bit more eloquent and well-reared. That my mom would be upset with that comment, but Marion's not as cheeky maybe as I would be. But what I have said is I jest in a sense, but at the same token, it might just give those who have never been there before a bit of an idea of the difference between the two, and they are stark contrasting differences between the two, but it's all good and it's all about horticulture. This is like the Young Horts on one hand versus the Royal Horticultural Society in the UK. There's nothing wrong with either. Both very, very different, both very, very inclusive, both work well together, but both different genres and groups and styles and people and personalities that go with. Is that fair?
That's fair, yeah.
Okay, that's good. Now we've got a fair, we're on the same wavelength now.
So, but we're not about excluding anybody either. We're about including everybody. So look, a lot of what we wanted to do was to kind of celebrate the existing that's already happening in Dublin, right? And everyone can kind of dance around the recession that nobody wants to talk about. But feck it, like, I mean, we've all come out of, you know what I mean? We're all recovering here. It's a huge deal what this country's been through. And in the middle of that, I mean, you know, you would walk down, God, any street in the city centre. Now, I mean, I'm really concentrating here on the middle of Dublin, city centre, mainly south side, just because that's where I'm from. But the north side is exactly the same, possibly worse as well in some areas. You know, you'd walk down a lot of these streets and most of the shop units were completely empty. And it was depressing. It was depressing for a very long time. You know, we did like 3 or 4 years of it being really like, what the hell? And it's kind of now I see people, you know, lots of tourists in Dublin, and I was like, God, it's so exciting. And there's still that bit of me, because I'm an 80s child, and thinking, why do they want to come here? You know, and that's a terrible thing to think about your city. And also, like, all these people in their 20s, and they're, you know, opening coffee shops, and there's so much vibrancy. And I'm like, God, if that was me, if I was in my 20s, I would have been gone out of here, because I was in my 20s. I got out. I came back because I love the city. It's in my bones. It's in my blood. I love Dublin. And I very purposefully came back to Dublin in order to raise my family, to have a family here, to have my kids in this city. I didn't want to have them in any other city. It's home. There's an awful lot to be said for that.
And there we take a break from the interview of the week, our return interview with Marion, to take a music break. Song of the Week time on Sideshow. And with all this hipster bashing that's going on the Sideshow today, I'm wondering, when Peter was a little baby, was he dropped by a hipster? And you're thinking, there wasn't hipsters when Peter was a baby. Yes, there was. There was the original hipsters, like the Dubliners. And what did a hipster ever do to Peter? And now would be a good time to play some hipster music, but I won't. And I'll take a cue from the interview. And this is a beautiful song from Wallace Bird, To My Bones.
We're kissing the lips of strangers. We're hugging whoever next we meet. Oh, life, I love you to my bones. When everything's shut, we're listless. Take them home and cook them dinners and sing. Oh, life, I love you to my bones. Take a seat and let it grow. The world will love you. Woo! Elephants of memory, an alphabet of chemistry. All of these things I made me. Roscoe, painting, laughter, no TV. I got punchlines, fisticuffs, and tons of love. I've got
superb Wallace Bird and To My Bones. It's the Sideshow at Sideshow on Twitter. It's time to go back to the interview of the week. We're talking Bloom Fringe with Marion Keogh.
Give me a couple of people who've backed you from the start, because I know from the original Bloom, the big show as such, let's call it that, when I went year one looking for sponsorship and help and people to join in, the first question was, what's Bloom? It's a garden show. And what are you doing? You're building a show. Going, oh yeah. Well, look, we wouldn't really be. We've already sponsored somebody for Daffodil Day, and you're going. Oh, come on, seriously. Bloom Fringe. You went out. You walk up. You knock on Mary McGinnity's coffee shop, slap bang in the middle of Temple Bar, and you say, "Hi, I need your help." What for Bloom Fringe? Bloom who? Fringe? Who's what? Are you doing a comedy festival? No. Did you have all of that? And who were the people who turned around and went, come on into my front living room, sit down, can I get you anything to drink? Like what we're getting here with the Two Spots guys and the relationship we also have with Green Sacks.
Okay, sponsorship is really important as well.
You're not looking for sponsorship at this moment in time, by the way. This is just, we're just telling a story here. So put your hands back in your pockets, people. It's all right.
Okay, so last year we wanted to celebrate the people who are already doing it. So one small thing that I did was I went on a walking tour of Dublin with a girl called Orla Ross. She has a company called Making Space. And what she did was one dog awful Saturday morning, raining, we met up in some outside a little bike shop beside Christchurch, and we went in and we met the guy, and he was telling us what it's like to set up a bike shop in this kind of just beside Oliver Bond Street. And he was like, oh yeah, you know, this, that and the other. And that was really, really interesting to actually, you know, meet the guy who's done this in the middle of this pretty tough neighborhood and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, so then she brought us down to another place, down to Scout, another shop, and then we went into a coffee shop, and we ended up in 3FE coffee shop. All along the way, she knew everybody who owned all of these businesses, right? They'd all set up in the last 3 years, maybe. Not very much funds. They just had passion. They were all still in Dublin. They were all certainly under 35, maybe even under 30, I don't know. But their passion, just because they're doing what they want to be doing, and they're collaborating with other people. They're all mates. They all drink outside Grogan's, whatever you're having, you know. Then what I did is I contacted Orla and I said, look, we've got this great idea to do Bloom Fringe, right? Which is like a edgy kind of version of Bloom, but not really what Bloom doesn't. Da, 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 da. And the more you talk about it, people, and they're, you know, they're quiet and they're listening. And I said, I'd love you to do a walking tour for the day. Would you be interested? And I said, I don't know, like something like, God, no, Secret Gardens of Dublin or something. And she's like, yeah, sounds great. Okay, we'll do that. And I thought, oh, okay. Jesus, we've just got an event. Cool. Right. So that's what we did. Myself and Esther, we just went and we talked to people, knocked on doors, and we just started, as we call it, hoovering up people.
But you to cut across you, you kind of have a bit of a sideshow story where we got a free logo, and I remember watching you set up a Twitter account. You then got a free logo designed for you. You then got a website kind of made for you. You then set up a Facebook page, and then all of a sudden I'm seeing, oh, we'll do something for Bloom Fringe. Or we'll do something for Bloom Fringe. We'll do something for Bloom Fringe. Then it kind of a little bit exploded. And the nice thing was, and to go back to this, and I know some of you are listening to this and maybe last week's show and saying, geez, Peter's a bit harsh on Marion. I'm not. I'm playing devil's advocate. I know Marion a long time. Bear in mind, Bloom, the big boy, and Marion Bloom Fringe, the little guy, no offence, or the multiples of little guys, this is all encompassing, all embracing. Big Bloom embraced New Bloom, if that's okay to say. And that's a fair. Gary Graham has been quite kind to you, as you've double underlined and been. He's also a former guest of the show every single year for the last few years, so we'll have Gary on as well in the future.
I know, Gary's fantastic. And again, it's, you know, like his passion for Bloom as well is palpable, is amazing. Yeah, no, he's great. Initially, I suppose, going way, way back, so which is February last year, I was at the GLDA, the Garden Landscape Designers Association, have a big seminar, and all the hortos and everybody in the industry, all, you know, we all go along to that and we all listen to these amazing international speakers speak about whatever it is that's going on in different countries or whatever is happening in Ireland. Revolutionary stuff. It's fucking, excuse my language, it's amazing. It's really, really, really inspiring day, right? And you get to network and meet everybody again, all that kind of stuff. And it's brilliant. At that, Tim Richardson was talking about the Chelsea Fringe. I'd heard about the Chelsea Fringe. Hadn't been over, and so my perception of Chelsea Fringe and what lots of people have told me is you come out of the tube station at Sloane Square and there are flowers everywhere, and the minute you get out you're at Chelsea, and you're not at Chelsea, you have to still walk down and queue with all the other people and all the rest of it and move around it really slowly in the heat. So, but it's the Chelsea fringe. It's the fringe, and it's that kind of, you know, dressing up all the lots of different businesses and traders and retailers and whatever in the neighbourhood. But actually what they do, there's another element. It's not like, it's very high end. It's very posh and it's gorgeous and all that. But they also do some nice little, you know, urban greening and urban interventions and little urban acupuncture, you see, and all of that kind of stuff as well, which makes it quite edgy. And I was like, and he said, if anybody wants to do a Chelsea fringe in Dublin, come up and talk to me afterwards. So bear in mind, this was February of 2014. I had applied to do a show garden. Funding had fallen through, wasn't going to happen. So I thought, great, okay, I'm free. I'll go and chat to him. Chatted to him in the bar afterwards. And blah, blah, blah. I thought, well, that's a really good idea. I then went off and I just talked to a number of people that I knew, important people whose decision was important to me. And then I was at a meeting, Dublin City Council, and bumped into Esther Gerrard, who's a landscape architect. Now, I had... And she's like, what are you doing here? We were at this big meeting called Vacant Spaces. So all these things are actually quite important, right? And at that meeting, they were talking to us about putting a tax on the vacant spaces that are all around the city. There's like 300-odd vacant spaces, buildings as well as sites, and getting people who own them to pay some money towards that. There's a dereliction tax. It's not a new thing. It kind of bring that back up again so that they could then have a pool of money that they'd be able to put back into those spaces in order to have artsy people, like Granby Park kind of people. Oh yeah, social energizers, that's who we are, right? To do something to activate those spaces, okay? This is the jargon, but it also is there for a reason because actually it makes a lot of sense, those kind of words. So anyway, so I meet Esther at this vacant spaces meeting in Dublin City Council. What are you doing here? What are you doing here? We had this chat. And I said, I'm thinking of starting with Bloom Fringe. She said, oh, I'd really like to help. And I said, oh, great. Okay. And that's where it all started. And because I had the conversation with somebody like her, I thought, I have to do it now. And I did. And that was in, I think that was like late February. And then it all happened. So we kind of thought, look, if we get 10 events, this would be amazing. And then we've got some photos to show people for next year. So
many events did you have running last year without going into too much detail? This is pop quiz round, so give me numbers. How many? 100? 200?
No, 60.
Which is pretty good. How many events have you got running for year two, 2015?
Right now...
How many do you guesstimate approximately?
Guesstimate... Certainly more than that.
200?
You know what? See, this is the thing. I can't really say because it's quite pop-up-y. It's quite sort of things happen.
You've got, this is pop quiz round. You've got to give me short answers. You've got Lacool backing you. Who are Lacool?
Lacool are an online magazine.
They're for online magazine for hipsters.
No, they're for anybody who's in Dublin who wants to do something interesting. As they would say that tourists will come to Dublin to do as Dubliners do, but Lacool is not just for tourists, it's for everybody. So it's you subscribe, comes into your inbox and your email all the time.
Most of the people I know who read Lacool are hipsters.
Yeah, well, I don't have a beard and I'm not a hipster, neither.
Well, okay, I want to grow a beard, but it's only going to be a fake one. How Bloom Fringe will obviously be bigger and better this year.
Uh-huh, how is it going to be? We are, oh God, God, it just is. Just wait and see.
Is it the coolest thing since sliced pan?
Sliced pan's not very good for you. Bloom Fringe is really good for you. It's good for your soul. It's going to...
If you're a child of the 80s, sliced pans were bread and butter. Pardon me for making the cliched pun. The smallest pop-up or Bloom Fringe entrant, you might say, last year was what?
We had a girl standing on one of our pop-up gardens who did seed bomb workshops.
Largest that you had?
Okay, I suppose really is the Wygo Ball Square. Okay, we call it the Wygo Ball Square. It is the vacant space that's down at the bottom of Georgia Street and on the corner of Georgia Street and Dame
exactly
Street.
Know exactly where you are. Okay, so the Wygo Ball sign, most of you will know where that is. If not, we'll put all the links up in sideshow.com on the Facebook thing as well, and we'll have them out on Twitter. If you're stuck in the future, just at Sideshow, and I'll make sure and get them to you, and we'll get some pictures of this. The quirkiest Bloom Fringe last year.
Has to be time travel. This is the one that I was going to tell you about, so I'm going to get to it now, okay?
Can you tell me in two sentences?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay. Thyme and other plants in a little basket made out of recycled materials. Okay, that's one sentence. Put them down into the baskets of the Dublin bikes and let people take them away and tweet about them.
I saw that as well. And again, we'll get photographs of that. The youngest person that came in to Bloom Fringe that you maybe say you saw smiling.
Oh, God. Like 2-year-old kids sitting with their shoes and socks off on the artificial grass of the Wygobald Square in the sunshine, lying on the artificial grass, looking up at the sunshine and just being happy out.
So, in short, this is a family day in Dublin city centre with your mocha chocolate frappuccino type thing, hipster dad. I'm joking, right? I'll edit out hipster. No, I probably won't. But you know what I'm saying. If you're bringing the kids in or you think you can't bring the kids in because it's Dublin city centre, well, you can. I won't ask you the oldest, but you're generally speaking all-encompassing every single age. Okay, you've got it. So you won't be bored to smithereens in here. This is literally, you like that one, you like that one a little bit more. Yeah, go see more of that. You're trying to rope people in still. If they want to get in touch, they want to find out more, what's the easiest way to do it?
Go online, so look up, just Google Bloom Fringe. So we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter. We've got a website, bloomfringe.com. We didn't get our logo for free, we paid for it out of our own money last year. Can I think of anything? That's it, really.
So bloomfringe.com for all of the details, as you heard. And again, if you're stuck, just @Sideshow on Twitter and we'll put you in touch with Marion and the Posse crew. And finally, if businesses want to get involved, it's not so much that you need money. This is like a sideshow. It's a non-profit kind of organization. Nobody gets paid. Nobody makes anything out of this. But if I own a coffee shop, a dress shop, a shoe shop in Dublin city centre, and I want to do something, do I just contact you on Twitter and say, listen, we want to tart up the face of our shop, or how does it all work? And again, briefly, because I know we're running out of time in the space of about 10.0 seconds.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. All right. Listen, with thanks to Green Sacks Compostable Bags for Home and Garden, our very, very good friends, to Marion for being so flipping cool and putting up with me, as most of the ladies, I say ladies, double underlined in my life do, to Kira from Two Spots Coffee and Sean and the crew for, and again, to you for listening. You've been deadly for the last 4+ years at this stage of the game, and, we love you more, as I like to say it. From me, from Marion, from Kira, and everybody else. Deadly. Talk to you next Friday. Slana Spanach. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Marion. Thanks, Peter. Thanks to our sponsors, Green Sacks Compostable Bags for Home and Garden. Check them out on the internet at viva-greensacks.ie. Thanks to Katrina Redmond for monitoring the blogs during the week and, of course, getting the podcast out. Tea Time Friday, back next Friday at 3:00. I'm Brian Green. Have a great week. Take care. Bye-bye.